Arts and spirits, and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all, with live music, karaoke, and more. Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. Choose from one or two-story designs and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $20,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com today for more information.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in the heart of Anderson showcases the very best in cards, from sports to Pokemon. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles invite you to buy or sell. They offer hard-to-find cards, and they buy collections as well. Collectibles and cards are a great pastime for families, and you never know, you just might have or find that once-in-a-lifetime valuable card. See Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in the heart of Anderson, right next to Mama Penn's, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, Sundays by appointment.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Tip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about my friends at Iron Drive. Jake Wilson, his dad started the company 15 years ago. You work with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry, not the sixth most, not the fourth most, the most. Why? Two things, the people and the quality of the equipment. See, people come to work for Iron Drive and they stay. So they know their job and they know what they're doing. And the equipment, they've invested heavily in, more heavily than any of the competition. Therefore, you're getting the best of the best. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? Because it's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. They've been 2 to 3 new companies in the last few years pop up. They lack experience. They have inferior equipment. Don't get it twisted. There's only one Iron Drive. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your home. That's amazing, too. Trust me, when you contact them, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. They're amazing. You will 100% thank me later. All right, to the phones. It's Michael, Jason, and Garnet and Gold. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
Oh, doing pretty well, Walt. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
I want to talk about the previous caller, Dave. He said Peter Woods, soft puffy man. That's the defensive lineman, man. He's getting double teamed and triple teamed every play, man. He, you got to have a dog mentality to take that on for four quarters, man, especially like a team against Georgia Tech that's going to run the ball at you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, Michael. I also think that that Peter Woods needs to play better. I think he's been, I think he's been, you know, pretty good considering the attention he draws. And of course, that helps open up things for other people. I think Capehart has benefited from that some, and I think Capehart's an NFL player, as I've said before. But I don't think this group as a whole has played up to their press clippings, and I think this is the game where they really need to, because if there's an advantage that Clemson really has here, I think it's the defensive front against the Syracuse offensive line, and I think that's where Clemson can win the game. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think with the entire team, it's all mental, man. They're thinking too much. Don't want to make mistakes. I mean, mistakes are going to happen in football. You got to go into the next play. You can't let that linger. It don't seem like they're having fun, you know.
Well, they're not. You know, isn't another of Deb Swinging's sayings, the fun's in the winning? Well, there hasn't been any winning. So there hasn't been any fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of looking over your shoulder. You don't know if we're going to get through. They're just not having fun, man. Go out there and compete, man. You got to, you know, if you have a bad play, man, you got to let that go. You can't let that linger, you know. Move on, you know.
Yeah. Well,
the fun is in the wind, like Dabble says.
Yeah. I think it's true. I think it applies most to the quarterback.
Yeah, he's got to get to a real. He's overthinking. Just relax, play ball. Like they say, keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Just read and react. Let it go. Let it rip.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, again, we saw Clemson run the quarterback more against Georgia Tech. We saw them design runs for Klubnik, and they were pretty effective. I think you might see a little of that against Syracuse. Also, Syracuse has allowed several quarterbacks to leak out to the right, and Klubnik leaked out to the right against LSU for several off-schedule runs. So maybe you see that, too, in a drop-back situation. You know, maybe you see him running right and picking up some yardage several times, because I've seen, as I said, several quarterbacks able to do that when Syracuse lost rush lane contain.
Yeah, and Syracuse, I'm not fond of their running game, but I think if they're going to get a running game, it's going to be like quick screens, you know, wide receiver screens, quick outs. You know, that's going to be their running game.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think they actually have two talented running backs. I think it's more an offensive line question. Yassine Willis, the 235-pound sophomore, is a physical freak. And then Will Nixon, the transfer, I think is pretty good too. And he doubles as a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think both those guys have some ability. I think the offensive line is sort of the question. It's sort of this hodgepodge mix of transfer players and what they had left over. And I think that's the question with this team. So we'll see.
So they don't have a bat like a Quinn Allen like from last year? They don't have one of those backs?
Well, I mean, look, I think Quinn Allen was special, but I think Yassine Willis could be special in his own right. I mean, again, he's a 6'2", 235-pound back who's pretty explosive. And he's been a little banged up, so I don't know what his status is, but I think he has a chance to be special at Syracuse.
Yeah, it's just hard to recruit out there in that part of the world. You know, it's just hard to get good athletes to come up there. Well, they do the best what they got.
Well, and look, I think Fran Brown is doing that. I mean, I think he's proven that he can recruit, and he can recruit to Syracuse, and so. Yeah, look, I'm interested in their future. I mean, they had a couple freshmen on defense that are just unbelievable talents. The freshman cornerback, Demetrius Samuel Jr., I mean, he's going to be by far the most talented cornerback in the game, period. I mean, he's 17 years old. He's playing both ways. I mean, he's a freak. I mean, everybody wanted him. Syracuse beat out Florida for him. So, you know, I think, you know, there are teams still going after him because, again, he's 17. But at some point, going after him is going to get you burned because he is going to be an incredible player if he stays healthy at Syracuse.
Okay, so I'm gonna just keep an eye on that one.
Yep.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Michael. Good talking to you as always. Great job. Jason Columbia, and then Garnet and Gold. Jason, good to have you as always, Jason. Oh,
can you hear me walk?
Oh, my fault, Jason. My fault. I thought I punched you up.
Yep, no problem. Yep. No problem. I thought Ramona muted me. You know, you know, it is interesting. I think the defensive line just has to play better. I mean, they just have to be more impactful. You know, they just have to. You know, basketball now, we use the term play with force.
Yeah.
I mean, the defensive line has to do that. I mean, you know, Peter Woods is not getting tripled and doubled every play. I actually charted it again for Georgia Tech. They doubled him 38% of the time. So that was actually less than LSU and Troy. So he just got to be more impactful, man, and have that motor. I'm sure it is frustrating even getting doubled 38% of the time, but yeah. That's what you signed up for, and that's why you're getting paid the big bucks, you know. So I just hope to see, like you said, just something disruptive because, you know, Kwok was talking about it earlier. If you look at some of the metrics, the havoc rates that Syracuse is giving up, I mean, Angeli's getting sacked a lot. Obviously he's third in the country in passing or first actually. But he is dropping back and getting hit a lot. So now would be the time to do it. And I'm like you, Kwok or Walt, I'm a little nervous. On the one hand, it's like, great, we're getting our guys back. Antonio, it sounds like, it's not definite, but it sounds like Antonio and Khalil may be playing and maybe even the other guys. But I was questioning what it may – I know we just need a win right now no matter what, you know. But it's like when you're dealing with a hamstring, I was wondering, you know, is the cost-benefit analysis maybe you just go ahead and let them sit through the bye just to rest that hammy an extra 2 weeks.
The problem, Jason, the problem, Jason, is this team can't afford to do that right now. I mean, because you lose to Syracuse and the season's over. You know, so you can't look past anybody right now. You've got to find a way to put a good four quarters together and beat Syracuse. Because look, Clemson has enough experience with Syracuse related issues, games that are surprisingly close and that type of stuff that, you know, I think you've got to do your level best in this game to make sure that you win this game. So I normally would agree with that suggestion. I don't think Clemson's in that position right now. And as far as, you know, who and what they are in the line of scrimmage, again, I've watched every minute of their games in preparation for this week. And it's like I said, I think the offensive line, while it's a big group, I mean, physically they're big. They look imposing. I thought they had trouble with Connecticut's quickness. I thought Connecticut really posed them some issues with quickness up front. They also got their hands on a number of passes. When they didn't get home, they jumped and got their hands up in the air and knocked some of Angeli's throws down, which I think was beneficial. But I think that the Syracuse offensive line has the potential to evolve into a decent group in a few weeks, but I just don't think they're there yet. And so I think it's something you can take advantage of. Now, the makeup of Clemson's defensive front is far different than the makeup of UConn's defensive front, where that quickness and explosiveness sort of pose some problems. But I'm hoping that's where T.J. Parker comes in this week, and we really see the first sighting of T.J., because he's been notably absent. You know, you've had a lot of teams playing quick game and getting the ball out, and that negates the pass rush. But, you know, Angeli's a guy they want to throw it down the field some, too. So, you know, I think there's an opportunity here to get after him. But like I said, he's also a guy who can move a little. I mean, they'll roll the pocket with him sometimes, and he can extend plays. He can throw on the run. So it's not enough to just pressure him. You've got to – this is one you're going to have to get to the ground and or hit him.
Yeah, and to your point about Syracuse, I definitely yearned for the days of Scott Schaefer dropping F-bombs at Dabo across the field, because Dabo was going for a touchdown instead of just taking the easy field goal when he was up 28.
Yeah.
Listen, from an offensive perspective, obviously we just need to get the thing working, but, you know, you look at Syracuse's defense, and this is, like you said, after playing UConn and Colgate two out of the three games, They're in the 100 or worse in both in total defense, rushing defense, and passing defense. So my question to you is, you know, part of getting Cade on track too, I mean, is establishing a run game that can take whatever mental pressures off his mind. if you're Clemson's, if you're Garrett Riley, what do you prioritize? Do you prioritize getting Cade in a rhythm, maybe throwing it to Antonio if he's back, or do you prioritize getting Adam? And I know ultimately it's like all of the above, but if you had to pick, would you go to try to establish the run first or get Cade in a rhythm?
Well, look, I think establishing a run game would help Cade get in rhythm. I think that was what was missing completely against LSU, particularly in the second half. So I think that would be beneficial. You know, again, as of now, I still think Adam Randall can only take a limited number of carries. I think that's like 15 right now. Now, at some point, that might go up. Yeah. But, I mean, if people actually watch the game, he was tapping out a number of times. And I don't blame him for that. He's not been a running back at the collegiate level. He's not used to the workload that he suddenly inherited. And
he's big.
Yeah. And so, he looks like a guy who could handle 30 carries, but clearly right now he cannot. So, you know, if you're going to really get him going early, you're going to probably need some carries from those two other backs. And we heard all fall how great they are, and I think they both are pretty good. So I think maybe they play a role a little bit. But Clemson's going to have some opportunities through the air in this team. Listen, this team has talent in the secondary. I think their main problem has been the lack of a pass rush because, you know, the most talented players on this team are probably in that secondary. Samuel is the most talented player on the team, without question. Demetrius Samuel, the 17-year-old freshman, he wears number one, and he's the most talented player on the team. But that doesn't mean Clemson's not going to go after him. He's 17. I mean, you know, at this point, you know, he's a target, without question. And then the Grant kid, the free safety, number 23, he is a downhill murderer, and, you know, he will knock your teeth out. So he's a guy to watch. Deuce Chestnut, the strong safety, is a pretty good player. They've got some talent back there, but it's a mix right now. It's a mix of transfers and a true freshman, a 17-year-old true freshman. So, you know, there's still time to take advantage of that. But, you know, I think they're probably better than they've played thus far. But I don't think they have an elite pass rusher. And I think that's, you know, that's where here's one of the things, Jason. I think Cade's going to have an opportunity to have a better comfort level because I think that the offensive line should do pretty well against this bunch. And I think they should be able to hold up for Cade to feel more comfortable. And that could help. Also, you know, they're showing lots of different looks defensively. I saw him single high safety. I saw him cover two, cover three, cover four. And there are times they're lining up with their cornerbacks 10 yards off the ball. And if they're going to do that, then I think Clemson has to take advantage of that and get that ball quickly to the outside, to Brown or to Antonio Williams. And again, Cade's got to be accurate with those throws, which he really hasn't been thus far. But if they're going to give you that, I think you take that at first, and then I think maybe later you can get more vertical shots.
Well, you know, when you mentioned the 17-year-old, I'll just close with this. Walt, did you know that Jake Bentley graduated high school a year early?
It's so wrong, Jason. It's so wrong. Nothing about Garcia and scratching cars.
Carkia, you mean? No, we'll leave Steven out of this one.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Garnet and Gold, you're up as soon as we get back. Walt up to the Road Rage quick break.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Walt Dibb, Tulip Road Rage. Garnet and Gold is on hold, Ramona. Apparently we're going to talk about Frank Thomas, Louis Aparicio, and Wilbur Wood. The nation's only White Sox fan, at least outside of that neighborhood. No, I know. I just want to talk about the White Sox. By the way, my Mets are trying really hard to go chokey-choke. Really, really hard to go
choke. Oh, they are? They
were a mortal lock for the playoffs, Ramon, a couple weeks ago, and then they lost 8 straight down the stretch. And now they've turned it around a little bit, but they lost again last night. So they're hanging on by a thread over Quawks Reds, the San Francisco Giants, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and there are a couple other teams like St. Louis that are still in there, like 4 back or 4.5 back, whatever. But the Mets are hanging on by a thread. They are a game and a half up, I think, right now. But you know, the Mets lead Major League Baseball in walks and hit batters. They lead Major League Baseball in walks, and they're second in hit batters. That's a really bad. It's a really awful combination. Really awful. You know, the Padres threw 4 guys at them last night in relief that all 4 have thrown over 100 miles an hour, and 1 has thrown 105. That's just crazy. The Padres' bullpen is insane, even with the 1 injury. Hey, Ramona, how about this? Garden Gold will come right to you in a second. How about this? So I'm not in the AP poll, but and people have said, what do we need to do well to get in the AP poll? I don't even know. But I have been asked to participate in a better poll. How about that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, how about this? My friends at Pipeline, who are really good, are putting together a top 25 poll where they're getting the best, most knowledgeable accounts out there to vote. We're going to create the most accurate college football poll in the nation. He said, I've always respected your knowledge and insight, so I figured I'd ask you. All you have to do is rank the teams. We already have the template done. Would you be interested? And I said, yeah, let's go.
That's cool.
Yes, yeah, so let's
all
go.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I like it. I want to say in it because I'm not content with what we have. So let's go. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Now located at 1011 Tucker Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mellor Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the help you deserve. His office is conveniently located, as I said, 1011 Tucker Boulevard. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Being charged with DUI is a devastating event. It can disrupt your entire life, can change your future. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect you in the now and in the future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, been injured in any type of accident. Call Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, to evaluate your case. I wish I had when I was in my accident. I was stubborn and just decided to go home, and I think I'm paying for it now. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Make sure you call Nick Lavery if you get in any sort of accident. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need or to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. Doesn't mean they're a bad kid. All kids get in trouble. What do you do next? You call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. His team is here to help you. He and his team have all the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child for your free consultation. Free. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, nicklaverylaw.com. And, of course, tell Nick we sent you. That's how it works. Garnet and Gold, the nation's only White Sox fan.
You know I like more teams than the White Sox.
I know.
But I will give you this little White Sox tidbit. Right now, we are leading in war for rookie players.
Well, how about that? So
hey, got something.
Yeah, so in other words, in 2 years, the Yankees will be that much better.
Oh, or the Red Sox. Because the Red Sox get our best
The Red pitchers. Sox or the Dodgers or the Mets.
Yeah. But, hey, I mean, 11.3 war, and we're not the worst team in baseball
this
year.
That's true.
We can give that to Colorado. Yeah,
that's a fact.
So there you go. So, okay, I got a question for you. First off, would you, and I've been thinking about this, and, you know, we've had our thing with Baker before, But would you put Baker in, like, tier two now? Especially, like, the past couple of games when he's, you know, stepped up. And now he had the fumble Monday that could have cost the game. But, I mean, the drive at the end of that game was just ridiculous. I mean, would you put him in, like, a tier two top 13, 14 in the NFL right now?
Oh, yeah, I think he's in that. Yeah, I think he's in that range for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no question.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know how many guys you were putting in tier one. That's what I was concerned about. Like, I didn't know if we were moving from, like, three guys in tier one to put Baker Mayfield in tier. I'm not quite ready to do that. But, yeah, I mean, look, he's now played well for an extended period of time. And
yeah. Well, he's got the most touchdown passes since 2023 right, in the NFL.
Right. And he's
crazy.
Yeah, he's played well. And so he's finally lived up to some of that potential. I don't know specifically where I would rank him because I'd have to go through the quarterbacks in the National Football League. Actually, I sort of did that and I never got to it. And so maybe I'll present that in the next few days because I actually did a top 12 and I can't remember where I had him right now. But yeah, I think he's clearly in that group of guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking elites, 8 or 9 area. I mean, we can name 6 off the top of our head real quick as far as elite goes over the past, you know, 5 or 6 years.
I think Josh Allen is 1. I think Lamar Jackson is 2. I think 3 is Justin Herbert. I think 4 is – this is, again, basically a power rating snapshot of how I think these guys are right now. I think 4 is Mahomes. And then 5 is probably Burrow, although he's always hurt, and I don't know what you do about that.
I think golf
maybe what you do about that is get him an offensive line.
Well, I mean, they can't. They can't afford it. They paid.
That's right. They paid all their receivers.
WR1 money. Right. Yeah. Yes, it's crazy. But my second favorite team is the Chargers because I followed LaDainian Tomlinson when he was at TCU, and he's my favorite non-Buck player of all time. I think he's clearly a top 6-7 running back of all time. Number 1's Jim Brown. Jim Brown, hands down, is number 1 greatest running back.
Yeah, Brown's 1. I don't think LaDainian is top 6 or 7. I forget where I had him, but I've done that multiple times. Actually, we just talked about that like a week ago.
I remember that. But
people brought that
for me, I mean, you know, just because I'm a fan of his.
He was incredible. I mean, he's absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Igbuka's out probably Sunday, which hurts because, you know, we're missing, you know, 3 receivers now. Do you think that there's a possibility they're going to get Otten a little more involved, some tight end stuff, because you got Evans, obviously, number 1, and then...
Yeah, I like Otten. I think Otten's a pretty good player. I mean, I think he was starting to develop some chemistry with Brady when he was there, and I think Otten is a talent. So, yeah, absolutely.
And he stepped up last year. He stepped up last year when Evans and Goblin were both out.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player. He just needs to quit dropping the ball.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I worry about, you know. And like I said, with being a Chargers fan, I'm QJ's still dropping a lot, but I see some progression. He's got 3 touchdowns already.
Yeah,
so he's got some good progression from QJ.
Yeah, he has definitely improved, and he does still drop some balls, but he actually is becoming the vertical threat they wanted, and he gives them a different dimension. And I think obviously McConkey has helped all of that.
Oh, look, McConkey's number 1 guy there. I mean, you just watch it. That's who he looks for first. And, you know, but it's good. So I'm heading to Tallahassee tomorrow. Well, not Tallahassee. I'm going to stay about halfway and then head to the game. Saturday, I'm probably going to leave in the 3rd quarter because it'll probably be a 25, 30-point game by then. But so we got Virginia next weekend, and then we have Miami the following weekend. Do you think – and I'll take this off the air. Do you think that the Virginia game could possibly be like an overlooked game and end up being, you know, a 7 to 3 point game at the end?
Yeah. All right. Good talking to you, Garnet and Gold, as always. Thank you. I think Virginia is better than people think. And we'll find out another step with that this weekend. But I think they're better than people think. And yeah, I would expect them to compete against Florida State. The other thing is this, you know, they'll benefit from having some film on Florida State now. Alabama didn't have that luxury in game 1. You know, Alabama, you know, really didn't know what to expect out of the Castellanos-Melzon offense. Now, they did a terrible job in terms of preparation, because you could have gone back and looked at both of them and figured some of that stuff out. They seemed completely clueless, quite frankly, defensively, and got torched. I would think that teams moving forward would have a little bit better handle. That doesn't mean you can stop it. I mean, Castellanos is a problem when you're playing in the right way and playing to his skill strength. He's a problem. Hey, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. They help Ramona every 10 years. They just did Daredevil's roof recently. All the neighbors then wanted their roofs done. Seeing is believing. It's Gilstrap Roofing. They've been doing it the right way. I mean, Ramona, it's getting close to a century. That's just insane. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, insured, look no further than my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today. 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Tell them I sent you. That's how it works. It's Gilstrap Roofing. You'll 100% thank me later. They're by far the best, and they've been doing this for a million years. Speaking of best, also before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Carson's. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, if you just want a great dinner with friends. You know, Ramon, since they're always open, this is my Carson's plan. You go for lunch, you come back for dinner. That's my plan. Hey, open every day. Happy hour is Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the fried catfish sandwich, the smoked ribs, the honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs, the golden fried chicken tenders, the Monterey chicken sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. That sandwich is un-friggin-believable. Hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers. Fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. Those are incredible. My category, they're hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye, the strawberry shortcake. Okay, Ramona, what are you getting off this list? What are you? I know you're starving, so what are you getting? What are you getting off this list?
I didn't even eat the ribeye.
Even?
Yeah, because you would make fun of me because I would have them cook it.
Oh, I forgot. That's right. Yeah, you would burn it
and
to a crisp.
Yeah, I would have that, yes. Whatever that is, that cheesecake or shortcake.
Yes, shortcake. Yeah. Carson's is accepting reservations at a large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduation celebrations, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. Open 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. Walt Tipchula, Road Rage, no idea where the show is going. We'll be right back.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for presale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only programmer that guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code NEWYEAR. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
From tailgate to touchdown, South State is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The pretzel baconator, the biggie bag, and you can't forget the frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered. With clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Rona, we got real far in the You Pick'em games today.
We did.
We covered them
all.
We
got tomorrow.
Yeah, we got tomorrow. We didn't touch a single one of them. We didn't discuss. All we discussed, really, I mean, for most of the day was Clemson-Syracuse. That's you know, what we discussed for most of the day. In fact, really, all week, it's almost been nothing but Clemson football discussion. I actually wanted to get to some Clemson basketball today. We might jam that in somewhere tomorrow. But we're going to have a busy show tomorrow. We're going to have to go through all the U Pick'em games, all the games around the country. I want to break down every game. We'll do all that. I want to take a look back at our win total plays preseason as well, see where we stand there. And of course, we'll continue to add to the Clemson-Syracuse breakdown. I think we've provided you a very thorough breakdown of all things related to that game today. So if you missed it, go back and listen to the podcast later because it's all up there. So again, I think very detailed, including talent analysis and who you need to look for and what their relative strengths and weaknesses are. Every single player that matters in terms of that breakdown. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Company. Look, when a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, more. Heating, too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch. No, no. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're always available, day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. And you know you need that. I mean, there's nothing worse than getting stuck without heating and air at the wrong time of year. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. You know the trucks, you know the brand. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Company is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value, free for new customers right now. Take advantage of that. Visit acehomecompco.com today to schedule yours. Again, let me restate that. acehomeco.com to schedule yours. Short for company, Ace Home Co. So CO, acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Take advantage of that. I mean, be a first-time customer and get that fall maintenance. Make sure your unit is up to snuff for the cold months ahead. You don't want to lose your ability to heat your home in the colder months. Trust me, no one's better than these people. They're the best, absolutely the best. It's Ace Home Co. Trust me, you'll thank me later. All right, Jerry, how are you, Jerry?
I'm good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Jerry. Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate you letting me in, Walt. Oklahoma and Auburn.
Yep.
Both teams are 2-0, right?
Yes. Undefeated, yes.
Okay. And I guess I'm wondering because both seats are warm for Coach Venables and Freeze. So I'm assuming this has got to be probably a must-win game for both coaches going forward. I'm pulling for Oklahoma because I have a friend on the coaching staff, and so I want Oklahoma to do well.
Let me just say, Jerry, I don't agree with that premise. All right? And I've said this before. I mean, first of all, I ranked both teams preseason. I think both these guys are going to coach at those respective schools for as long as they want to. I think Hugh Freeze is a godsend to Auburn. I think he's one of the 10 best coaches in college football, and I think Brent Venables is the same to Oklahoma. And I thought both guys would turn their teams around this year, and I think we've already seen that. I don't think this is a loser-leaves-town game at all. This is a tough game between, I think, two really good football teams, and someone's going to win and someone's going to lose, but I don't think it's going to affect the rest of the season for either one of them.
Okay, I guess I just went on the, which I shouldn't do, the national narrative. Really on Freeze, because I know they've really been on him hard. Over the offseason.
Yeah, they dream things up to go after him about. Start your short list of how many active coaches had beaten Nick Saban multiple times.
Very few.
Right.
Dabo.
And you Freeze.
Lane, I guess, and Smart. That's about it.
Yeah.
Another thing, I got to give Coach Brown for Syracuse credit. I think it was at the Connecticut game. He didn't like their effort. They made it run sprints.
after the game, in their uniforms.
I think that's hilarious. I love that. He didn't worry about whether they're NIL or how much money they're getting paid, whether they leave or not. He said, heck with it.
Yeah.
You didn't play hard, you're going to go run.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, again, I'm not pulling for him this weekend. And, again, you beat Miami last year because Syracuse needed to win the game for Syracuse. Benson was just a beneficiary. So, Benson, don't go up there trying to lay the ball on the ground. And trying to pay them back. Your job is to go out there and whip their butt on Saturday.
Yep.
So you've already said thank you over the phone. So now on the field, you go up there so you ain't got to worry about help or anyone else. Take care of business on Saturday and move forward.
Yeah, and develop some confidence moving forward as you head into a bye week.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because
do it early.
Yeah.
Don't wait around. Come out. Gosh, I love Sixers go 10-0, 14-0 in the first quarter.
You know what, Jerry? Get a lead. Get a lead. You know, I mean, because, you're 100% right. I mean, because that's been another issue. Get a lead. You know, I thought that from the Georgia Tech standpoint, I really felt that the team that scored first would control the game. And I think that was largely the case.
Well, let me ask you a question. I don't think I got a chance to ask you this question this week. On the last drive where Georgia Tech wins the game, there was two starts of first down where Clemson hosed Georgia Tech to 1 yard. So we got second and nine. And I guess they're worried about playing press man because I thought they gave them too much of a cushion.
Yeah.
I guess they were afraid to run by. You know, they're afraid the receivers will run by them because, again, you go up third and one, you know, you give up 8 yards on 2 second downs. Well, more likely with that offensive line and Haynes King, they got two downs, pick up 1 yard, and they're going to get that done.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Clemson was afraid to play press?
I don't think they trust the corners in press man. Yes. I don't think they do. And you know, we might find out more about that this weekend because, again, I think pressuring Angeli is going to be important, and you're going to have to do more than move him off his spot because he's very accurate on the move. So, you know, he's a pretty good athlete. So you're going to have to do more than that. But I do think the advantage that Clemson has this weekend, hopefully, is the Clemson defensive front and any additional blitzer that Tom Allen sends. I thought that Syracuse had some trouble picking up stunts in games on that offensive line. There's not much continuity there. You got several new transfer portal players in there. So I think that Tom Allen and company up front have a chance to do some things in this game. It starts with stuff in the run in the RPO game and then getting after Angeli, which they should be able to do. And if they do, then I think Clemson wins the game with a greater degree of comfort. If they don't, then buckle up.
Yeah. Again, that's what I'm concerned about. Again, let's get some confidence shortly because when you're confident, you play a little bit looser. And, you know, you're not afraid of making a mistake. And right now I think Clemson's afraid, especially offensively, afraid of making a mistake.
Yeah.
All right, Walt.
Yep.
Take care,
bud. Thank you, Jerry. Yep, good job. Yeah, and I think Cade is going to have more time to throw in this game. At least he should. I think Clemson can get some stuff done in the run game. But I think Cade's comfort level, I hope, in the pocket in this game is a little better. And again, as I mentioned, there are times that Syracuse is playing 10 yards off on the corners. And I think that's something that hopefully Clemson can take advantage of, as others have done to them. So we'll see how that plays out. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Look, Gary and Gene Mahaffey own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. These agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness, service, quality, availability, which are still the trademarks of this company. You've heard all the testimonials, have called into the show, called into the Roar. Gary and his gang always take the time for you. We've had back-to-back callers live on air about the impact that Gary Mahaffey has made in their lives. You cannot age into Medicare without being armed with this man on your side. Trust me. He is a salt of the earth individual who works for you every second. Gary is behind each of his agents, is always available to you by phone or in the office. Gary and his agents' service always comes at no cost to you. You know, that's just a fact. It's only going to benefit you. Call him today, 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. You need to arm yourself with Gary Mahaffey, and I promise you will thank me later. All right, a couple things to get to before we get out of here today, and we'll get to all the Pick'em games tomorrow, all the other games. I basically already made my Clemson Syracuse prediction, so we'll reiterate that tomorrow. But yeah, we've pretty much covered most things related to that football game all day today. As far as the Heisman Trophy is concerned, I haven't been able to get to this yet. And there are probably some other guys that I haven't thought about. But I was writing down guys the other day that I thought would be in the conversation. I have no idea what Vegas is saying right now, nor do I really care. This is going to change on a week-by-week basis because none of the expected guys, none of the front runners are really still standing. Nussmeier has a chance to reboot himself if LSU continues to win and they open up that offense a little. But look, right now, I think Marcel Reed of Texas A&M has been playing out of his mind, and he just beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame. Now, he's had no preseason Heisman hype. People hated him. So he sure didn't have any preseason Heisman, and people thought he was the weakness. Well, he doesn't look like the weakness so far. And he's been absolutely terrific for Texas A&M thus far. Haynes King of Georgia Tech. Look, is he going to go on to be a great NFL quarterback? No. Could he be a 10-year backup? Maybe. But as far as a college leader, the two best leaders at that position in college football right now are Haynes King and John Mateer. I think that's inarguable. And I think both those guys are in the heart of the Heisman race. Now, we're going to find out more about John Mateer this weekend with Auburn. And how that thing comes off, we'll see. And Haynes King just needs to keep doing what he's doing, except probably not carry it 25 times a game up the A-gap. But I think those are three of your guys. I think Dante Moore at Oregon is another of your guys. Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State is the most talented player in the country. So if you want to give it to the most talented player, it's him. I guess my one issue with Jeremiah Smith is that the most important game of the year, Texas, he had three drops, which is sort of shocking, but he did. And then there's Saga Polutelli, the quarterback for Cal. The 18-year-old lefty who's absolutely sensational and has led Cal to a great start. There's Carson Beck. There's Thomas Castellanos. There's Ty Simpson, who's played really well since that first game. And defensively, I think Perkins of LSU has been a real impact player for an LSU team that's been dominated by defense more than offense. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sports Beat, I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
Nick DeLuca, week 3 kicking off on Thursday Night Football. Bill-